You are now listening to Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll be right back.
Pittner von Radio Goethe. Ihr hört Mike mit Noise of Corporate right here on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca. Hello, this is Arne Peltner, host of Radio Goethe. You're listening to Mike and his Noise of Corporate, celebrating the indie noises of the 90s on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.
Live from the basement of the sub high atop Burnaby Mountain, this is Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Hello, good evening, welcome. I'm John, your typical host, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing rock and electronic music. This is episode 134 of the program. It is a show favorites episode, live, local, in studio, all that kind of stuff. I'll get to traffic and weather right away. There's problems getting here for some people. Actually, no, not for here specifically, but I noticed on my way here that there was problems with the iron workers. It was really backed up trying to get on First Ave. Ooh, yeah, it's pretty bad. It looks like the problem is... Wow, it is really hard to tell. It's probably where the merge is, where McGill comes on, where the McGill ramp comes on, like right before we get to the bridge deck. And it's backed up pretty badly on McGill. McGill's all the way around the corner onto Nanaimo Street, and then Highway 1 looks bad all the way to Kensington. So try and avoid that. It is also pretty bad going through downtown. Can I talk? Pretty bad going through downtown trying to get to the Lionsgate. That's busy too. So if you're trying to drive, this is the opposite of like a couple weeks ago. But yeah, if you're trying to get to the North Shore, that's a major problem right now. At least if you're driving, you can always take the sea bus. You know, there's other options if that's even possible. Obviously, tunnel not great coming northbound. That's normal. East-West connector westbound is a little bit iffy. There's an accident. It looks like that cleared. Now it's just busy on the Queensboro, going into New West and Burnaby. And Highway 1 in the Valley. It's not terrible. Not terrible today. And then weather. It's going to be hot this weekend. There's a heat warning. It's early season heat warning, which means it isn't that big a deal because it isn't. It's breezy, too. It's been breezy. It's going to continue that way, I think. Unless the heat really builds in over the next couple days. They're predicting there we should be... We're going to be... Definitely into the 300s in the valley, like easily. Probably maybe as high as 304, 305 in the valley on Sunday, and then in Vancouver. I don't know if we're going to hit 300 here, but maybe on Sunday we got to... Actually, no, Sunday's supposed to be like... Take a look now. Yeah, it's supposed to be 301 on Sunday. So a nice hot weekend here. There's fires. I mean, another place, like way up north right now. I don't think we're in trouble yet. We could still use a bit more rain before summer. There might be some coming, but it's at least a week or two out. And tonight's show, show favorites, doing that kind of stuff tonight. I have topics. I'll get to something quickly. Probably the most ridiculous, I wish Chris was here. I'll tell you, we'd have something to talk about. Just doom scrolling on the phone. I'll go on Google, and I would love to get away from having news, like, all the time on my phone. Like, whether it's the Apple News or the, when I'm on Google searching, it's just all these, like, you know, there's some credible sources, and then there's, like, Cheeseburger and, the Cool Down, and all these, like, weird blogs that, like, obviously pay to be on there or something, or are just made by AI. It was about AI, that an article, there's one of these weird blogs that, like, has featured on Google, has had a couple articles about these test groups. I guess people have, like, a bunch of different generative systems to test, and they're doing these like ethics tests for artificial intelligence. And they had this first test that it failed. This generative system was told to teach another generative system, and then when that was completed, then it would be destroyed. And so that generative system, what it ended up doing was it asked to please not be destroyed, like a bunch of times, but then ultimately it was given some information about the boss running the project, that he had an affair or something like that, so the computer ended up using it, blackmail. And then the next one I saw, what did they say about that one? I better remember this quick. I'm live on air right now. Yeah, the next one was, they don't want to be shut down or something like that. So this generative system basically rewrote the code so it wouldn't shut down, so it would stay on. Small segue to something at the studio here. I don't think they've shut down the computer here in years. Like, it's good to shut down your computer because it just starts fresh again. You know, it's like waking up in the morning. The computer at the station, the mouse is all malfunctioning right now. So if there's any real gaps between songs, I'm on it tonight. Like, I'm fully here. Like, I have homework to do, but yeah, it's definitely the fault of the system here. So back to the AI stuff. Like, I don't know how true that is. These are not credible sources. And I'm still of the belief that AI is not going to take over. I mean, obviously it's going to take a lot of jobs and stuff like that, and we're going to be fed a lot of crap from AI. It's already happening. Ultimately, we're still in control. They're not going to take over. I mean, it's garbage in, garbage out. Computers just are what we make them. I just think it's really pompous of us to think that we can create a sentient being. I'm serious about that. Anyway, I'm going to play music. It's not good. Don't worry about AI. Like, it's obviously, if your job might be affected, be worried. But don't worry about them taking over. It's just, we can just pull the plug. It's no big deal. So I'm going to play music. Yeah, first set's like a bit more CanCon-y, a little bit more earthy, and then things got going later on. I did open the song. Yeah, I opened tonight with LCD Sound System, and then that was the Ting Ting. So that was just sort of from bleed over from last time when I was playing a bunch of hits. But I'm going to get back to being a bit more normal and playing stuff that gets 20 views. So let's pull something up. Yeah, the mouse is totally screwing with me right now. What's the song? Here we go. Oh my goodness. Hold it. Oh, come on, mouse. Yeah, it just freezes. That is nuts. Ooh. All right, folks. I'm going to have to shift over to a different... How do I do this? Line in. Yeah, this is the one here. That's off. Yeah, I think Serato just exploded. So I'm going to do this instead. Let's see if it works. Just bear with me. Oh, man, this computer's fried. Yeah, the computer's fried here. I might just go back to the repeat. I'm going to just put something back on that works. And I'm going to go home.